Winner takes the kitty.
This is a first-class case.
Anyways,
Harry, this is first-class.
If we get caught by the guard, we'll pay extra.
Right, you sit there, Jules.
Not on the gentleman's paper.
Oh, sorry. Who's got the cards?
Fred. I want someone to play a bit.
Excuse me, sir. Is that your case?
Yes, why?
Well, do you reckon we could borrow it for a card table? It feels like a little game to while away the journey. It won't hurt it.
Well, if you must.
That's real decent. Get it down, Johnny.
What a lovely case.
Well, take care of it. Have you just come to the race meeting, sir?
No, my office.
Oh, that's some of your office work you're doing there, is it? Well, we're trying not to disturb you. Come on, Fred, deal them.
Gentleman must be cursing us. After all, he pays extra for a first-class seat and his little bit of privacy.
We should have given ourselves more time. We should have skipped the last race.
We should have skipped the old bloody meeting. It was a disaster. Fred needs certain winners.
God, a right load of rubbish you dealt me here.
Ain't your old woman got on all right, Harry?
I'd like if she didn't. If she meets going to the toilet, it's more important than catching a truck.
I told her it was a corridor train.
And if your information was as reliable as your racing tips, we'd be holding her out of the window by now. Who's called?
Yours.
Oh, yes. Now, this one's a bit of thought. Don't mind if I smoke, do you, sir?
No. This is a smoking bar.
Can I offer you a cigar? It's a good one.
No, thank you.
A cigar. Well, you can tell he's got a good aim.
A spread.
It's your own lead, Harry.
I know.
What a trumps.
Cool, Blimey, don't you ever remember? Hearts.
Right, an abundance.
Oh, try and concentrate, George. Harry's gonna spread, which is a higher call than an abundance. So you can't overcall with an abundance, now can you?
Spread, eh?
Pass the spread.
Here comes your old woman, Alex.
Hey there, kitty.
So here you are.
Johnny, are you playing or not?
What? Of course I'm playing.
Then what's your call?
Carla, pass. I can't beat a spread.
Then say so. We're not mind readers.
Everyone pass. No.
Right, then get under that.
Oh, what a pull.
That's our cigar.
Well, move the case out of the way, then.
Oh.
I'd like to get past.
Oh, kitty. You do pick your moments, don't you?
Yeah, there.
Thank you. It was nice of you to wait for me.
There's more important things than your bladder, you know.
Not to a gentleman.
Oh, shut up. We're playing cards.
I hope you lose. All right, if I sit next to you.
I'm not these feathers.
Come on. What are they playing?
Hello, Sir Lucas.
Why is he showing him his cards?
He's called a misère ouvert, an open misère. That means they can see his cards and he's got to try and lose every trick.
Oh. Has he got a good hand?
Yes, sir, quite good.
He's home and dry as far as I'm concerned.
No, he's not.
So I can't touch him.
But you're not the only one playing, are you?
I can't lose the lead.
You could if you tried.
I thought we kept our mouths shut when we played cards.
What's good for that, Bites?
I'll pick up on them.
Skirt down, kitty. We are in a first-class carriage. Besides, the gentleman's trying to concentrate on his sums. You don't want all fire stuck under his nose.
Well, I was only showing him this lump. Here, it's not a flea bite, is it? I told you I didn't like the look of that rotten bed last night.
The bed was all right. If it's fleas, you brought them in with you.
Oh, charming.
Perhaps it's a love bite.
There's a gentleman present, Johnny. It may not look much, but it's enough hurt. Feel it.
Oh, I really don't think so.
Go on. You won't need to. There.
Just a slight swelling.
Oh, your fingers are ever so cool.
How can you take her first class? Look at her. If it was Prince Philip sitting next to her, she'd have him feeling her legs and all. Right, come on, George, pick them up. It's your trick, again.
It's no good you glaring at me, Fred.
I told you I couldn't lose the lead.
You tried bloody hard with the ace of clubs, didn't you? Now what you lay? Oh, blimey, not that king.
Shall we win him?
Yes.
Thank goodness for that. Perhaps he'll get a few smiles out of him tonight. He's betting his head. Cards and horses. We had to fit our honeymoon in so it wouldn't clash with the Grand National.
Do I understand that you're married to him?
Why? Then I look old enough.
Oh, no. It's just that he seems so much older than you.
I go for older men. How old are you?
George, do you mean to say you had that four of clubs all the time?
What's up now?
Well, why couldn't you have brought it out earlier before you play all your aces and kings? It's hard enough playing against Harry, that playing against you as well.
You've given it to him, George.
So, I made a mistake.
You made too many bloody mistakes. Oh, that's my lot. I'm not playing cards with you anymore.
Well, you don't sulk when we win, do you?
Well, I'm not sulking. Either you play cards properly or not at all.
When you finish the post-mortem, do you think the winner might get paid?
Well, you should give half of it to George. He won it for you.
When are you chuck it, Dan? You'll mark his case.
Oh, come on, don't hang about, Fred. Deal.
I told you. I'm not playing.
You look a bloody kid. Here, what about you, sir? Care for a game?
No, he wouldn't.
I wasn't asking you. Would you make up a fault for solo, sir?
Oh, blow their cards. You stay and talk to me.
Now, keep out of this, my love.
Well, he's a gentleman, he is. He wouldn't have deserted me in a lady's lavatory.
Well, if you can't exercise a bit of restraint...
No restraint! Like you, behind the edge in that lady's front garden. I didn't know where to put my face.
Just keep it away from my head. Well, what about it, sir?
Providing that the stakes are low.
That's the idea. We're only playing for coppers. Come on, Fred. Out. Give the gentleman your seat.
Well, what am I supposed to do for the rest of the journey, then?
Scratch your neck, boys. Here, is there a buffet car on this break?
Well, you know there is. That's why we've broke us next to catch it.
Good. Here, Fred. Huh. As you're not playing, you go and get some drinks. There's £3, £4, £5. Now, that should cover it.
Your birthday or something?
Just do it.
So what do you want?
We'll better get short. Those miniature bottles, it's all they sell, I think. And take her with you. Her scratching's driving me mad.
Take me where?
To get some drinks.
Oh! Are we having drinks?
Yeah, I thought that would arouse you.
Well, you haven't got anything else that would. Come on, get your lousy case out of the way, then.
Oh. Hello.
Oh, thank goodness. Her voice gets right on my nerves.
Shall I deal?
Yeah. Clubs or trumps? Now, we go a penny for solo, tuppence for me's and so on, sir. That won't break it, will it?
Eh? Oh, no, that sounds all right.
Now, let's see what we got here. Oh, God. I've seen some diabolical hands in my time, but this beats a lot. Pass.
Penny for solo, do you say?
That's right.
Solo.
Watch it, lads. You've got a right tiger here.
Pass.
Your solo, then, sir. My lead. Now, see what you can do with that. You've won again.
Oh, thank you very much. Good Lord. Is all this mine? I've never known the cards run so well.
Here we are, then. Make way for the wine stewards.
Thank goodness you're back. He's skinning us alive.
Good for him. Here, take a plastic beaker each. They've run out of crystal glasses.
He's had the kitty twice.
And I'm down 11 pence.
We'll never hear the last of that. Hold still.
Well, don't I get any change?
Change? Do you know what they charge for miniatures? Beats me how they reckon they're losing millions of pounds every year.
Don't lean across the gentleman like that, Kitty. He doesn't want to see your chest.
She hasn't got much left to show him now, has she?
Hey.
Hey, not at all bad, this. The prices they charge ought to be bloody marvellous. Look out, Kitty.
I want to sit next to the gentleman. Your drink all right, sir?
Oh, very nice, thank you.
It's like a party, isn't it? Can I taste yours?
Oh, certainly.
I wish I'd had that now. You try mine.
Whatever you give her, she wants something different.
Whatever you give me, I do.
Come on in.
What are we playing?
We? You're not playing anything. You opted out, remember?
You went off, sulky.
Well, it was George's rotten play. But I've decided to forgive him.
Thank you very much.
So what are we playing?
I want to play as well.
Now, see what you've done. We can't all play solo.
I know.
Let's play poker.
Strip poker?
Oh, no.
What's that? Afraid you might lose?
No, frightened you might. Who wants to see your fat, flabby body?
Yeah. We are as God made us, my dear. I don't look so worried, sir. It's only a joke. No one plays strip poker here, not on a corridor train.
Right.
Ordinary poker.
All right, sir?
Look, will you leave me out, please? I really must get my work finished.
Can you play poker?
Well, yes, but...
Oh, no, that's about it. It's settled, Kitty. The gentleman's beaker is empty.
Look, I really don't gamble. Good Lord, I've never been called back.
Of course you will.
Don't gamble? After cleaning us all out, solo, come off it, sir. You've got to give us a chance to win some of it back. Shuffle and deal, George.
I'm glad we're not playing strip. I've got nothing on under this tree.
Don't state the obvious, my love. We've all had it stuck under our noses.
It's been so hot.
That didn't stop me wearing a suit.
Well, if I had a fat, hairy body like yours, I'd want to cover it up.
Oh, cut out the love talk, you two.
Here, we don't want to limp, do we?
I told the gentleman we were only playing for coppers.
Well, you can't really have a limit with poker, Johnny. It defeats the whole object.
Oh, all right then. But don't let's go mad. The gentleman doesn't like gambling, so we keep the stakes modest, right? Now, what have we got here?
I'll do a penny.
Sounds like a straight flush. You're too eager, sir. It's not your call, Johnny.
Well, just the temperature. I'll go £1.
He's bluffing.
Once I reckon you're right, my love. If that's the way you want it, Johnny, shall we say your £1 plus £2 more. That's your call, sir.
Another drink, Harry?
Shut up while I'm playing. Right, sir. If you want to see me, it'll cost you £10.
Oh, dear, I don't know. All right, then. Yeah.
4 queens.
Oh, dear. I'm afraid I've got 4 kings.
Show me. What the hell does he do?
I really am most terribly sorry.
What?
For winning?
No. For the amount involved. I mean, there must be over... £40.
All right. We all know how much I've won.
Oh, he's getting nasty now. He always does when he loses.
Can't you keep your big mouth shut just for a minute?
Oh, Diddums.
Diddums will belt you one in a minute. We'll have one more answer, just you and me, right?
What about us? Don't we count?
Do me a favour. Most of that 40 quid is mine anyway. I'll tell you what, sir. Put it all in the middle and I'll match it. We'll play the cards we're dealt. Winner takes a lot.
As you wish, anyway. There you are. So it's very hot in here, isn't it?
Give him another drink, Key. You deal, Johnny, and shuffle and weld. There's a lot at stake.
Just one little point, Harry. I mean, he's put his stake money in, but where's yours?
Right.
You got any money, Key?
The only money I get comes from you, and you know how generous you are.
That makes it awkward.
I'll accept your IOU.
Oh, no. I don't play with money that I haven't got, so we ain't having no IOUs. I'd have been insulted if you'd have offered me one, so I'm not going to insult you now. Mind you, there is one way, a bit unorthodox. I don't know if you would agree.
Oh, anything.
My dear wife over there. A night with her should be worth 40 quid, wouldn't it?
And what?
That's our pub. Well, just give us a yes or no. You could get a lot worse for 40 quid, couldn't you?
Well, yes, but...
No, but she's my stake. Her for the night against your pile. Come on, Kitty, smarten yourself up. Try to look as if you're worth the money. You look more like an half a clown touch at the moment.
I'm not going through with it, you slob. What am I, your chattel?
Now, keep your hair on. Come and have a look at my hair. Careful, don't let him see
you. Ah, you jammy devil. You don't deserve it.
I don't deserve you either, my love, but I've got you. Well?
You're on.
Right, sir. The first prize is ready, willing and able. You've seen what she's got? This is what I've got. 8, 9, 10, jack and queen of hearts.
Oh, straight. I don't even say.
You don't look very happy, sir. Come on, let's see what you got.
Sybil! I'm home, Sybil!
Who's there?
Oh, no!
Oh, yes. Now, what's your game running off like that?
We've been chasing you for miles. It was she that we spotted you.
You can't be sure of a few, Bob, if you live here. It's funny how money always sees you out of money, eh, Kitty?
Look, Mr. Harry, as I've explained...
No, you listen to me. I may not have your money, but I have got principles. Shut up. I don't Welsh. We made a bet, both sides agreed, and I lost. Finish.
I'm sorry.
You're sorry. I'm sorry. But you've won her, and that's all there is to it. As far as tonight's concerned, she's yours.
I'm a married man.
Well, you suggested I'm not. I can show you the license.
I'm not suggesting it.
I should hope not. All right, Kitty. I'll pick you up tomorrow morning about 9:30. You'll give her a good breakfast, won't you, sir? She gets quite hungry afterwards.
No, you've never rang a bell long enough to find out. You haven't heard the last of this, Harry Bishop.
The luck of the game, my dear. Oh, goodbye, sir. Nice to have met you.
Goodbye and good riddance.
Shh! Hi, wife. We'd better go into the lounge. In here, quick.
Isn't it lovely? Oh, I'd give anything to have an home like this. Gold! Who's that?
Photograph. That's Sybil, my wife.
Blimey! She's big, isn't she? Oh, I'd hate to cross her.
Quite. So let's keep our voices down. Your husband's still outside.
He wants to make certain you don't chuck me out. Yeah, does your wife really look like that?
Yes. Now put it back.
She's the one with the money, then?
Yes.
Ah, I thought so. You must have been quite good-looking once.
Thank you.
Well, you could have got better than her.
Since we're being very personal, might I observe, just in passing, that your husband falls a long way short of even the minimum requirements a woman would look for.
I know. He's horrible, isn't he? He could have been, he was rolling in it, but I found out too late he was having me on.
So you married him for his money?
Well, isn't that what you married your wife for? Ooh. Look at all those flower cups and trophies. Are they yours?
No. My wife's. Please put them down. I'm not allowed to touch them.
What did she win them for? Holding wrestling?
No. Ah, your husband seems to have gone at last. Look, we'll give him 5 minutes, then I'll run you to the station. There's another train in half an hour.
Oh, he won't like that.
My wife won't like it either if she catches you here.
Where is your wife? For such a big woman, she must be very light on her feet. I can't hear a sound.
She must be out. Thank goodness. Otherwise, she'd have been down here like a shot. But we'll have to hurry. Now, you wait here. I'll bring the car round to the front.
Oh, no. You're not getting rid of me as easily as that. I'm famished. Give me my stomach. It's all over. I want something to eat.
There's no time. She could be back in any minute.
I'm a very quick eater. Oh, please.
All right then. The kitchen's through here.
Oh, isn't it dreamy? Oh, it beats my old sink and gas stove hollow. Let's see what's in your fridge. Oh, it's big enough for an ox.
Oh, my wife is out. She's left for some sandwiches.
Oh, I've had this chicken flake.
Oh, I think that's tomorrow's dinner. Wouldn't you prefer one of my sandwiches?
Well, what's in them?
Loads of paste.
I'll stick to my chicken flake, thanks. Where's your note from?
What note?
At the side of the plate.
Oh. It's from Sybil.
Is she leaving yet?
No, of course not.
You can't always be lucky. What does she say?
Dear Stanley.
Stanley? Is that your name?
Yes.
Stanley.
Stanley, here's another fine mess you've gotten us into.
You've quite finished.
Sorry.
Dear Stanley, mother ill will probably stay the night with her. Love, Sybil.
You'll have anything else to yourself tonight, then?
Yes.
Hope you won't be lonely all on your own, with no one to talk to. Still, this isn't catching my train, is it?
Your train? I've been thinking, we don't want to offend your husband, and he does seem to have set his heart on your staying here.
Those blow-to-face sandwiches have really got you going, haven't they?
You'd sleep in the spare room, of course.
Afraid to catch my fleas? It was only a nap diet.
I didn't mean...
I'm only joking. Of course I'll stay.
Oh, that's marvellous. I'm not in the mood for sandwiches. That chicken didn't have two legs by any chance.
Yeah, just be my best.
Oh, thank you. If she asks what happened to him, I shall tell her straight. Damn it all, I'm entitled to a bit of chicken in my own house.
You're entitled to a bit of anything you want in your own house, Stanley. You're always lucky at cards.
Not usually.
Do you know, on our honeymoon, he was out playing cards all night. All night. There was me, feed up, gritting my teeth, the inevitable. You said yourself it wasn't much of a catch. And he don't come. I wait. And eventually he turns up at 5 o'clock in the morning. And do you know what he made me do when he got into bed?
Go on.
He made me listen to a card-by-card replay of his last 17 hands, climaxed in the collapse of his royal abundance, at which point he fell asleep. I'm not all that bad looking, am I?
Well, you're very presentable.
I like to watch a man eat. There's something basically animal about gnawing at a bone. Now, for all his fat, Harry just nibbles. You can tell how passionate a man is for the way he eats.
You eat, sir?
Careful, Stanley. You're going to need all your strength.
What for?
For making up the bed in the spare room, as you so gentlemanly suggested.
I've been thinking.
Oh, yeah?
It's not very comfortable in the spare room. Just a hard little single bed.
What do you suggest, then?
Well, I could sleep down here on the sofa, if absolutely necessary.
Whatever you say. Do you feel tired?
As a matter of fact, I do.
Me too. I've had a busy day. Can we go to bed now?
Here we are.
It's lovely. So this is where it all happens, eh? I say, those girls real?
Yes. Please, put them down. Sybil knows exactly where she leaves things. Now, on this nightcoat. Here's something of Sybil's.
Eh? Oh, it's the night dress. I thought it was a built tent. Oh, you could hardly tear that off in a frenzy of passion after a blow to face orgy, could you? And the size of it. Ding, ding, five inside, the rest on top.
Well, if you don't want it.
Oh, no, now I've upset you. No, it's a very nice nicey, Stanley, honest. I'm sure it suits your wife down to the ground. But, actually, I don't usually wear anything in bed.
Oh.
That little vein in your forehead is pounding away. If you'll excuse me, I just strip down to my night attire.
Yes, of course, sir. Well, I'll be downstairs on the sofa, should you want anything. Anything at all, just shout,
You won't be listening.
Well, don't be silly, Stanley. The King Eye running flush is worth a bit more than a rotten old sofa. Why should we waste a perfectly good double bed?
You mean,
Wait outside. When I'm ready, I'll call.
That's right. Yes. Of course. Coming.
Hello, Stanley. Surprise, surprise.
Hey, what are you doing here?
He doesn't look very pleased to see us.
Well, how did you get in?
I let him in, Stanley. Through the window.
So it was all prearranged. Right from the start.
Well, of course it was. The way you play cards, you don't think you won through skill, do you?
You're disappointed, Stanley.
Of course he's disappointed, you silly cow. And put some clothes on. We're just rubbing salt in his wound standing there like that.
Oh, and while I think of it, Stanley, let's have that 40 quid back that you took off me at cards. Now, come on. I don't want to get rough.
Hey! Got lots of lovely stuff here, honey. Well, don't waste time admiring it. Stick it in the bag.
And there's lots of lovely silver cups and trophies downstairs.
Right, George, you go downstairs. What's that? You expecting somebody?
No.
Harry?
Yeah?
Big black car outside.
Police?
No, no.
There was a police car cruising around while we were hanging about outside. Now drop everything. Put that stuff down. Yeah, look, here's your 40 quid back, sir. You won it fair and square. Just a little joke. We haven't taken anything. Just give us 5 minutes. Quick, lads, down the ladder.
But what about me?
Well, we haven't got time to wait for you to put some clothes on. Besides, he won you. Look out, Johnny. I'll be back for you tomorrow, 9:30.
Well, you break your neck. Well, what about it, Stanley?
This video was uploaded to That Recap Channel. Please like, comment and subscribe to That Recap Channel. Thank you.
For us, I'll make it worth your while. I promise. Stanley?
All right. All right, leave it to me. Oh, who is it? What do you want?
I forgot my key.
Sure.
Yes. It's me. And who is that naked woman?
Yes?
Oh, good morning. It's Mr. Stanley.
What did you want?
Well, it's a bit personal, really. I've come to collect something of mine he borrowed.
Is your name Bishop?
Yeah, that's right.
Ah, yes. Come in.
Here, what's going on? Why are you bowing the door?
My husband told me all about you, Mr. Bishop.
Oh, look, it was only a bit of fun. We didn't take any. Here, come on, let me out.
Those cups and trophies your wife is admiring for whist drives and bridge tournaments. I can play cards too.
I'm sure you can, lady, but look, please.
We all had a nice little game last night. I'm afraid your wife lost, and I won. You.
Now, lady, look, please.
You're not thin like Stanley. You're fat. I like them fat. The best kitty I've won for ages.
Lady, please, look, no, oh, go, please.
In Winner Takes the Kitty by R.D. Wingfield, Pat Ashton played Kitty, Derek Francis played Stanley, and Bob Hoskins, Harry. Fred was played by Brian Croucher, George by Derek Jetman, Johnny by Don McKillop, and C. Sybil by Irene Sutton. The play was produced and directed by Anton Gill. Why do you miss my